You're now tuned in to The Investor Show, where we teach simple wealth creation for the common investors with investment advisor, award-winning author, international speaker, and founder of Royal Financial Investment Group, Prince Dykes.
Purchasing these three stocks can earn you a dividend every month for the entire year. And also, it can beat inflation and also beat the average CD rate and the average savings account. So here we're going to talk about the exact those exact companies and exactly how you can do it. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you are now tuned into The Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, don't forget to hit the bell icon to get notifications as content drop. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. So, pulled up on the screen here, we have an income estimator for TD Ameritrade, right? So, this is a pretty cool tool here. And what you can do is, what I have here is PEP, Pepsi, AT&T, and Coca-Cola. Pepsi, AT&T, and Coca-Cola. If you purchase one, currently, as of today, if you purchase one share of each one of these companies, it will cost you $228. And out of that $228, you will earn $7.50. over a year with dividends. So as you can see here, January is pretty much gone. You're going to earn a 52 cent dividend in February, 95 cent, 40 cent. You kind of catch my drift. You can kind of go down. You're going to collect a little small dividend because each one of these companies pay at different times. All of them are quarterly companies. Some may pay on January, you know, just the scheduling. Some may pay in January, April, November, whatever the case may be, and then some will offset what they pay in February or whatnot. But if you line them correctly, you can put yourself in a position to earn a dividend every month. And if you did this, you will earn 3.28. That would be the average yield dividend, right? So in a year, you would make 3.28% by purchasing these three stocks. Now, these stocks can grow in value as well. That's great for you. But just off of the dividends alone, you can get paid that way. The average inflation is 3.22. So the price of goods and services over the last 20 years averaging about 3.22. In 2019, it was pretty low at 1.88. So the question is, when you're investing, how can I match or beat inflation? If you're not matching or beating inflation, you're losing money. So you have to match or at least beat the average rate of inflation. So how can you do that? A savings account, the average savings account is about 1.8. Right? 1.8 is like the average savings account. So that doesn't beat inflation if you save your money. If you put it in checking, that's even worse. So now some people say, well, what if I got an annual CD? Great. Annual CD right now averaging is about 2.something%. So again, a one-year CD will not beat inflation. So you ask, what else can I do? Now you can do things like corporate bonds, but here's another avenue. You can purchase three stocks. You know, you could do Starbucks, you could do Pepsi or whatnot. But here we have Pepsi, Coca-Cola, and AT&T. Now, here's a disclaimer. Dividends are not guaranteed. Just because they are paying dividends for this quarter doesn't mean they're going to have to pay for the next quarter and for the rest of their life. So dividends are voted on by the board of directors, probably annually or quarterly or whatnot. And the board decides, hey, we want to pay this much in dividends. We want to raise the dividends. We want to keep them the same or whatnot. Now, two of these companies here, AT&T and Coca-Cola, they are on our dividend aristocrats list. That's the list of companies that have consistently not only paid dividends, but also raised their dividends for 25 years consecutively. So I mean, every year for 25 years, AT&T and Coca-Cola has not only paid dividends, but raised them. And you know, in the last 25 years, we had the 2008 market recession, and we also had a 2000.com bomb, and these companies were raising their dividends. So AT&T and Coca-Cola on that list. Pepsi hasn't made it to their list, but it's a very, very hard list to get to. So, and I tell you those two companies because those are companies that are like pretty solid with paying dividends. So it's just something to open you up to look at. Three companies, and you can get paid a monthly dividend. Let me know what you, don't forget that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. Let me know what you think in the comment box if you got questions and things like that. And until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else you see me do crazy around the globe, peace, be safe, I'm out, and thank you.
Check out the latest installment of the multi-book series teaching kids about financial literacy. Wesley Learns About Insurance, guest starring Broncos Hall of Fame running back Terrell Davis, authored by Prince Dykes, teaching kids the real-life skill sets that matter as they grow older. The third book in the father-son financial literacy series gives a kid-friendly introduction into the world of insurance, award-winning and recently stamped by Warren Buffett, available hardcover, paperback, ebook, and audio online at Amazon, iTunes, Audible, Barnes & Noble, Walmart.com, Tattered Books, and more. Hardcovers are only available at Lulu.com, presented by Alpha One Tax and Wealth and Belco Credit Union.